There's scarcely a breeze on the beach in Playa Hermosa along the Central Pacific coast. Dan Brovant is surveying the sunset. He's been in Costa Rica for just 5 hours, flying in from Albuquerque. His first impression?
Heat. Heat and humidity. Of course, I'm way out of shape. I'm sure if I dropped a few pounds, I could weather the heat a little bit better.
Tropical heat is just one of the many challenges that face Brovant as he contemplates retiring in Central America. Back home, he's already starting to sell his gun collection, and he's thinking about selling his house in preparation for a move. Now he's hired a married couple here, expats Fran and Andy Brown, to give him a realistic orientation to the country.
So I thought, well, before I go any farther, I ought to make sure that I'm on the right track or figure out a plan B.
Throw it closer to the other end of the pool.
Way up above Hermosa Beach, the Browns' dog, Ashka, cools off by playing fetch at home in their swimming pool. And what a place this is. A million-dollar home overlooking the Pacific where you can watch the sun sink into the sea every evening. The Browns are renting for just $1,400 a month. They didn't get here by chance. Andy says it took a lot of research.
People come here, they wind up thinking with their hearts instead of their heads. They leave their logic back in the States, and they come here making huge mistakes.
So the Browns got the idea of starting a business in Costa Rica, giving due diligence tours to future retirees to keep them from succumbing to their dreams.
From what I've seen, almost half the people that move here wind up going back home inside of the first 12 to 18 months because Costa Rica has not met their expectations.
The expectation of the good life, the pure life, or pura vida as it's known in Costa Rica. It's easy to understand. Costa Rica appeals to expats with its affordable health care system, the simple lifestyle, and water you can drink out of the tap. Brown says the due diligence tour exists because future retirees need a reality check.
All of a sudden, people come here, they think they can live like a king on $500 a month. That's a total bunch of crap.
So Fran and Andy begin their tours by taking potential retirees to chat with others who've already moved here. This is Fran Brown. She senses what visitor Brovant needs.
This gentleman who's here right now is single, so we're taking him to a couple of single people's homes.
But she says there's more to the tour than quizzing the retirees who are already here.
The second day, we take them to the pharmacy. A lot of people our age are on medication. Let's go see if it's available. Talk to the pharmacist. See how much that stuff costs.
And no due diligence tour would be complete without a trip to the store.
Then we take them grocery shopping where they have a heart attack. I mean, they're shocked at how expensive a bag of Ruffled potato chips is. But, you know, I say, you worked 40 years. If you want to spend $5 for potato chips, do it.
But sometimes all the preparation in the world doesn't matter if you don't heed the best advice. John Dungan of El Paso did all his own research but ignored it.
What went wrong? Oh, God. There were so many things that went wrong.
In 2009, Dungan and his wife Blanca packed all their possessions into a container and shipped them to Costa Rica.
We were happy. Yeah, we were doing great.
But it didn't last.
It's my mistake.
Dungan spent $100,000 building a house in the mountains near Lake Arenal.
I had been advised, and everywhere you look when you're talking about doing your research about going to Costa Rica, don't buy, rent. I ignored that because all my life, you know, I've been a homeowner.
The culture and bureaucracy quickly became overwhelming. Thieves stole their electricity and the police didn't help. The ATM stole their money and the bank did nothing. The problems mounted and they had to leave.
My first thought was, oh, for crying out loud, we're stuck with this house. We can't just walk away from all this.
But they did walk away. The Dungans retreated back to the States 2 years after their misadventure began. And they're happy they did. Which brings us back to Andy Brown and his advice from the due diligence tour.
Rent and get to know the country. Know that some of the processes around here are so screwed up, they defy belief. If you can do that and live and be happy with yourself, you stand a much, much better chance of living here happily and successfully.
Reporting from Playa Hermosa, Costa Rica, I'm Jim Paluzzi.